All right. It is June 25th, 7 p.m. It's the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting at the Moapa Valley Community Center. Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Stephanie Blair.
Kristen Pearson.
Perfect. Let's see here. We're going to have Mr. Lyon go ahead and do the invocation, and we will roll right into the Pledge of Allegiance after that. If you would all stand, please.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here tonight. We're thankful for this country that we live in. We're thankful for our soldiers and those that protect our freedom. We're thankful for those who volunteer their time and efforts to better our community. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. You can be seated. All right, so first on our agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. In the case you are unable to stay for the item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about any items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Does anybody have any public comment in regards to what is going to be on the agenda tonight?
Do you guys need copies of all of the information that we have?
No. All right, no public comment. We'll be moving on. Let's see here. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 11th meeting?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for June 11th, 2025.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion is approved by Steph. And would anybody like to make a motion for the approval of the agenda for the meeting for June 25th tonight?
I make the motion that we approve the agenda for the meeting tonight, June 25th, 2025.
Thank you, Kristen. All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. Motion passes. All right. Moving right along. Informational items. We don't have any informational items on this week's agenda, so we move on to our main part of the business, which is planning and zoning. There's three actual
items
that are on the agenda. Thank you, Judy. Talk about drawing a blank in the middle of it. And I guess what we're going to do is we're going to go item by item. Okay.
There's all of this stuff.
Okay, perfect.
That we have to submit.
Oh, this is kind of what we have in our...
We've got the site plan.
All right. The first item that is coming up would be item Z as in zebra, C as in Charlie, -25-0408, Moapa Valley Telephone Company zone change to reclassify the 1.06 acres from a commercial general zone to a public facility zone for telecommunications facility generally located north of Liston Avenue and west of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. What's your name?
Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins, you're going to be representing this then? Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Okay, so for the zone change, it is to bring the old compliance with Title 30 and all the requirements. If it stays in the commercial general zone, then it would cost a whole lot of money to bring it all the way up to the new Title 30 stuff that was implemented.
We would have to move the fence, the gate that's been there for 20 years.
The rolling gate, the fence.
Over 20 years.
Okay.
The CMU block wall, part of it would be in the way.
Okay.
Not only that, but public facility is your utilities, your public facilities.
Yeah.
Overton Power has their properties that way. The Water District does, and there's...
Yeah, they just changed all of their zoning.
Yeah. So it is beneficial to all of us.
Yes. Okay. I don't think there are really any questions needed on this
item. I don't
think
so either.
So at this point, I'm going to make a motion to approve ZC250408 to reclassify the 1.06 acres from general commercial to public facility.
Okay, Lois has made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next item on the agenda is Vias and Victor S's and Sam 25-0405 Moapa Valley Telephone. Vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Liston Avenue, located between Moapa Valley Boulevard and Sharon Circle within the Moapa Valley.
The driveway was originally dedicated to Clark County Avenue, was required to do so. Since then, though, we've been informed that they no longer require that, and we can vacate the driveway, and that way, that rolling gate and the part of the fence won't be in the public right of way. So it would bring it into compliance also.
Okay, so really no changes other than what's going on right now. Okay.
Where will you access the property from?
Right here. That driveway is the driveway.
The driveway that is there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it looks like everything, staff has already approved that as well.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to make a motion on this?
I make a motion we approve VS-25-0405
Kristen. All right, Kristen has made a motion to approve the vacate and abandon. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Let's move on to item number 3, which is D as in David, R as in Richard, 25-0407, Moapa Valley Telephone Design Review. For a proposed storage building in conjunction with an existing telecommunications facility on 1.06 acres in a public facility zone, generally located north of Liston Avenue and west of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Okay, this shaped structure would serve as a protective structure for all of the equipment and material needed for the telecommunications company.
So
they are all sitting kind of out in the elements right now at this point, and there's nowhere to put all of them.
Okay. On your little map, can you kind of show us where these shade structures are going to go?
It's just one.
It's right down here in the bottom left corner.
Okay, so this proposed, this one right here.
Actually on the site, yeah.
Okay, so that's the only new additional thing that's going to go on the property.
And how big is this shade structure?
It is... It is 80 by 30.
About how tall above the existing fence do you think it's going to be sticking up?
16 feet tall. The existing
and it's a slope.
Is 8 and it's slope.
Okay.
So 4 feet.
Okay, about 4 feet.
The block wall and then the barbed wire above that too.
Where you can see it.
Yeah.
So maybe just 4 feet above what you can already see there. Now, is there already equipment that you can see there and it's just going to kind of cap over the top of that? So you already see something there already. Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
Metal structure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And it'll go right along with all the other structures in the architectural design.
Steph, Kristen, do you guys have anything?
Mm-mm.
No questions to add?
Nope.
All right. Do you, Judy, at all?
Nope.
All right. Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion on the design review? It has been approved by staff. Any questions? Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
No?
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to approve DR-25-0407. For the proposed storage structure as written.
Okay, Lois has made a motion to approve the design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Board of Commissioners.
I wish they were all that easy.
You have 7:16 at the County Commissioners,
okay.
Which I'm sure you guys already know.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming with the drawings and the letters.
Yes, that was very helpful.
Really makes a difference.
All right. Next on the agenda is general business, and we do not have any. So we're going to go ahead and move past that one. Next on the agenda is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have any comments? Anything? All right. Any board members have any comments of anything?
The tank looks absolutely fantastic.
I concur.
I'm so excited to see it back.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of people out there taking pictures in front of it, too.
Yeah,
yeah, even more now. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
4th of July, gearing up for another great day, starting with the flag raising, breakfast, Young Patriots on parade, then
water
games and watermelon and all the fun out on the yard, and then dinner in the evening. And I heard that it's hamburgers this year instead of pulled pork.
Okay.
Where do we drop off our donation? They called us yesterday.
I can take it whenever.
Okay,
I'll
bring it over
to
tomorrow.
Lori.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Steph, you got anything?
No.
Kristen, you're good too? All right. Well, we have a little bit of a setback at the airport. The tower, for whatever reason, it was not, they have to get approval per each fiscal calendar, and they have to submit it in the right fiscal calendar in order to get the approval for the funds for it, and they missed the deadline. And so they know what they're going with. It's going to be very beautiful, and it will get the job done. It's the folding tower. But it's going to have a little setback, so it'll be in the next fiscal calendar. And other than that, everything's functioning properly as it should up at the airport. And I just want to remind everybody, too, about the clothes drive. If you want to talk to your friends and neighbors, Judy's here during the week. You can drop off any clothes. Gently
anybody
used.
Has any clothes for kids, just the week before school starts, we have school supplies and clothing. And
shoes.
Preferably new or almost new.
Gently used.
And we have some donations to go out and get some things that are new, private type clothes.
Mm-hmm. And donations, if somebody doesn't have younger children, donations are always graciously accepted. So I can't think of anything else. Can anybody else? All right. Moving on. Let's see.
When is that due to start?
It's a week from this weekend.
Okay, great.
It's actually Friday, a week from this Friday.
That's when they're going to break ground on it.
4th of July?
4th of July is.
4th of July?
A week from this Friday is 4th of July.
Right. And they're going to break ground that day?
Who's going to break ground that day?
On the sports complex. That's what the question was.
Oh, they told me 45 to 60 days. That was at our last meeting. So I'm going
to
say,
ago.
Yeah,
30,
it should be within
45 weeks.
Yeah.
45 days, yeah.
All right. Okay, tentatively, we have our next meeting date, July 9th. I've been told that there's nothing on there yet. However, this popped up right at last minute. So,
yeah.
All right. So I guess that concludes our town board meeting. It is 7:16. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having such a great presentation.
It made it very easy.
It makes it such a difference.
Especially when you have pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. If we haven't been in construction, it's hard to visualize some of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been on the ground.
Thank you.
They have.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a year. It'll be 2 years August.
Oh, gosh.
They bought the building 2 years ago, and we've gone through comprehensive planning. It took us this long to get here.
Well, I'm glad you switched your properties to
PF. Telling me that I can put a shade structure on my property at home because it's commercial.
Because it's commercial.
Yeah. And I said there are shade structures all over this building, commercial locations.
And you can put one in. It just has to be a certain amount of, a certain distance away from everything.
Yeah.
And a certain square footage under too, isn't it?
And because you are commercial, it has to go through a contractor. You can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
So it has to go through a contractor. And I'm telling you, comprehensive.